Patient name, Emily Noling, N-O-W-L-I-N-G. Date of birth is 3-8-06, date of service 11/30/22. This is a 16-year-old female patient. Mom brings her in today due to having throat irritation, and she has some nausea and vomiting. Also some mild diarrhea. She's had these symptoms for the last 2 days now. Mom is wanting her evaluated. She denies a few flu-like symptoms. She doesn't have any aches, hasn't been having any fever or chills, but she did have the nausea, vomiting, and mild diarrhea, so we'll check her for the flu today, period. New paragraph, normal urination, no abdominal pain, no profound fatigue, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 101 over 66, pulse 97, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 99% on room air, current weight 103. Allergies, this patient has no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative. Social history, lives with mom, no association of secondhand smoke. Labs today include a flu test and a strep test. Both of them were negative today, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented. She's well-nourished, well-developed. She has a pleasant demeanor. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, there's a mild tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally. Oral pharyngeal area, erythematous, strawberry tongue present. Oral mucosa moist. Once again, the strep test was negative, but she does have other indications leading me to think otherwise. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive, S1 positive, S2, there's no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Bowel sounds are present and within normal limits. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute pharyngitis, acute otitis media. Patient will be given amoxicillin, 875 POBID times 10 days, number 20, period, new paragraph, nausea, vomit. Patient will be given Zofran, 4 milligrams, PO, 3 times a day, PRN, nausea, period, new paragraph. This patient is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic or call me if not improving.